You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's start the podcast with news from the share market. The benchmark domestic indices ending the trading session on Thursday in negative territory. The NSE Nifty 50 tumbled 192.90 points or 0.98% to settle at 19,523.55, while the BSE Sensex tanked 610.37 points to 65,508.32. Among the other sectoral indices, Nifty IT tanked 2.19%, while FMCG, PSU Bank, Media and Auto indices plunged over 1%. The volatility in the stock market remained high as the Volatility Index India VIX closed up 10.68%. Next up, Jefferies has retained a buy rating for HDFC Bank with a target price of Rs. 2030. This revised target sees a 33% upside target. The share price of HDFC Bank gained 0.46% to 1,534 during the intraday trade on Thursday. Quote, over the next 3 years, we expect HDFC Bank to deliver 16 to 70% CAGR in earnings growth aided by synergies from mergers, expansion of home loan network to HDFC Bank branches, and cross-sell of financial products to HDFC customers, as well as ramp-up of branches to mobilize deposits, unquote. Jefferies explained in the report, HDFC Bank's market capitalization stands at 11,57,524.86 crore on the NSE. The PE ratio is 23.73 and the dividend yield is 1.24. On to some exciting news. India has retained 40th rank out of 132 economies in the Global Innovation Index 2023 rankings, published by the World Intellectual Property Organization, Niti Aayog said in a release on Thursday. India has been on a rising trajectory over the past several years in the Global Innovation Index, GII, from a rank of 81 in 2015 to 40 in 2023. The 16th edition of the index was released by the World Intellectual Property Organization, an agency of the United Nations. Niti Aayog said that the consistent improvement in the GII ranking is owing to the immense knowledge capital, the vibrant startup ecosystem, and the amazing work done by the public and private research organizations. Meanwhile, OpenAI, the maker of ChatGPT chatbot, has announced that ChatGPT can now browse the internet in real time. This means that ChatGPT can provide users with up-to-date information on a variety of topics, including current events, sports, and entertainment. Previously, ChatGPT was trained on a massive dataset of text and code, but it did not have access to the internet. This meant that its knowledge was limited to information that was available up to September 2021. OpenAI has now blessed ChatGPT with new powers that helps it give more accurate and relevant information. This allows ChatGPT to answer questions about current events and other topics in a more comprehensive and informative way. Now let's talk money. The Indian residential property segment remained unstoppable in Q3 2023, despite the usually slow monsoon quarter. Latest Anarock research data shows that Q3 2023 saw housing sales across the top seven cities create another new peak with approx 1,20,280 units sold against approx 88,230 units in Q3 2022. This denotes a staggering 36% annual sales growth. The top seven cities also witnessed significant new supply with over 1,16,220 units added in the quarter against 93,490 units in corresponding period of 2022, a 24% annual supply increase. In terms of budget segments, the mid-range segment, homes priced between INR 40 to 80 lakh, continue to dominate with a 28% share of the total new supply in Q3 2023. Moreover, in an official statement today, it was disclosed that six infrastructure projects involving roads and railways with a total worth of Rs. 52,000 crore have been recommended for approval under the PM Gati Shakti initiative. This brings the total number of projects assessed by the Network Planning Group, NPG, to 112, amounting to approximately Rs. 11.53 lakh crore since the inception of PM Gati Shakti. These six projects underwent assessment during the 56th Network Planning Group meeting held on September 27. The meeting, convened under the PM Gati Shakti framework, reviewed project proposals, including four from the Ministry of Road Transport and Highways and two from the Ministry of Railways, with a cumulative project cost of around Rs. 52,000 crore. Lastly, Reliance Brands Limited, RBL, in collaboration with designer Rahul Mishra, has introduced a new global luxury label, AFEW Rahul Mishra. The inaugural easy-to-wear collection was presented at the Palais de Tokyo in Paris among global retailers, fashion press, and celebrities. With the brand's Paris launch, a dedicated sales showroom will exclusively serve global retailers from September 28 to October 3, 2023, it said. In the coming months, AFEW Rahul Mishra will be available on afew.rahulmishra.in and at Rahul Mishra flagship stores, followed by exclusive AFEW Rahul Mishra stores in key cities. AFEW Rahul Mishra also intends to continue Rahul Mishra and RBL's shared philosophy of inclusivity by approaching each design through the lens of employment and encouraging growth for communities of workers and artisans across India. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.